regarding the shaping the result of social relationships, and concern that is meant to take care of the needs of others. One may continue with the knowledge of society. Individuals and locations produce different feelings, and this influences the human ability to relate. One may also think about an encounter that has made people feel happy and energetic. People can just recall a time when, after an encounter, they feel exhausted and defeated. Goleman offers a hypothesis about how the human brain is operating on social relationships. The low road is the approach one treats relationships instinctively and emotionally. It's how they understand language and actions, gestures, and then articulate people's gut feelings. The high road is a portion of an interaction that is the rational, critical human thinking. People use the high road to talk, narrate stories, and connect with each other. Why do these things matter? Individual gut feelings and impulses are driven by the low road ingredient. To illustrate further, if people haven't participated in birthday parties during adolescence, the host might feel a tinge of insecurity when thinking about another birthday gathering as an adult, even if the individual has got more than enough friends attending. The high road reveals that the individual has become an adult and things have improved, but the low road is still causing him social stress. These are the social issues, to be specific. To assist one go for choices about relationships, he should be mindful of the implicit social triggers. Understanding the social triggers of the low road improves the role of high road approach. These are the types of social interactions one is afraid of. Also, one might feel uncomfortable with someone's company. There will be a possibility of a lack of self-assurance. Everyone requires space and a spot to recover, whether he is a positive extrovert or a silent introvert. Goleman proposes a secure base. It's a location, practice, or behavior that allows him to process emotions and events. For two main reasons, a stable foundation is essential. First, before communications, it provides people with a place to recover so they don't get burned out. Secondly, it allows them to process through social experience and learn from it. One can boost social intelligence if he makes it his priority. A lack of empathy is one of the biggest traps in social intelligence. Goleman is pointing out these broken bonds. Philosopher Martin Buber struck the idea of the I-it relationship that occurs when one person, another as an object, rather than a human being. When somebody smiles at others, it is difficult not to smile back. The same is true of other facial expressions. If a friend gets upset and starts tearing up, one's own eyes often get moist. What is the logic behind it? These are common mirror neurons in action, and part of human reaction to the low road. That's why Debbie Downer takes people down with awe. The scowl and human subconscious unwittingly copies that make all feel sad alongside Debbie. The people inevitably mirror the low road. Thus, empathy works out in this manner. The human brain copies the people staying around so that one feels like what needs to be done. This, in turn, allows us to recognize where they come from and even better predict the aftermath. Most of the low-road pathways are distinguished by mirror neurons. In case of an individual, the neurons respond on the basis of something that another person practices in the same way that the person himself perceives. The high road also gets in the way. For instance, if a person gets upset at something, people try to keep calm at their end. People around him then try to calm him down. It generally makes matters worse. The distressed person feels people either are not really knowing or not understanding the individual. Because the very individual is struggling against his urge to imitate other persons' discomfort, he should be letting himself absorb their feelings occasionally. One needs to just put himself where others are. It could supply him a new glimpse into their viewpoint and help them see the particular person on the same wavelength as they are. Normally, one can guess what somebody is about to say. Is someone decent enough at predicting the actions of others? Can one feel he is intuitive